There's Rennie's, Edna. I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, Jotham Down Store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, great excitement reigns in Pine Ridge tonight as all its citizens and neighbors are gathering at the schoolhouse for the premiere of Lum and Abner's new motion picture. Greatest thrill for the home folks is the arrival in town of several picture stars to pay tribute to Bashful Bachelor. As you look in on the little community today, it's late evening and a great crowd is gathered at the front of the schoolhouse. Standing back in the shadows is the cinema star, Lum Edwards. Mousy Gray is approaching.
Well, hello, Lum. What are you doing standing here in the dark?
You're not so loud, Mousy. I don't want nobody to see me yet. I want to be the last one on the program so as I can give my speech. Uh-oh, ain't that Donna Meachie heading over this way?
Oh, yes. The G, can I stay in meeting?
No, Mousy. He more than likely wants to get some pointers on acting from me, and he won't want nobody listening. Besides, you're supposed to be on air raid duty tonight.
Yeah.
Run along.
Well, what are you standing back here for, Randall?
Randall? Haven't you got a ticket for the show, old-timer? Wait a minute, Mr. Meachie. I don't believe you recognize me. I'm Mr. Edwards.
Who?
Mr. Edwards, star of the picture they're premiering tonight. Lum Edwards.
Oh, Lum Edwards. Why, sure. Oh, I'm awfully sorry, Mr. Edwards. It's so dark over here, I couldn't see you.
Oh, that's all right. Don't apologize.
Hello, Mr. Meachie.
Now, see, I told you to go away.
I'm Llewellyn Snavely Gray, Mr. Meachie.
Well, I'm glad to know you, Llewellyn Snavely.
Now, see, I told you to get to your airplane watching post. We don't want to be caught napping on an important night like this. Now, hurry up.
Yes, sir. Well, goodbye, Mr. Meachie.
Goodbye, Mousy, or Snavely, or whatever it is. What is he, your air raid warden, Miss Edwards?
Oh, no, I'm the warden here. Just put him in charge for tonight. Now, about them pointers on acting, Mr. Don.
Pointers on acting?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't think I'll have time to give you any, Miss Edwards, but I wouldn't worry about it if I were you. You'd get the hang of it after a while.
Oh, no, I mean, I'll give you a few pointers. Give you the benefit of my abilities and experience. Now, I've been watching your progress, Don. I suggest that you put a little more fire into your work.
Yeah, well, that's already been suggested. And so is putting more of my work into the fire.
Yeah, and... you're joshing. Anyway, Don, I believe you ought to use more gestures. Now, you'll notice tonight when I'm giving my speech how...
Are you giving a speech?
Why, sure. Just a short one. Won't run but an hour or so. Oh, quite interesting, though. All about the moving picture industry.
Oh, so you're the one, huh?
What'd you say?
Nothing, yeah. Look, I'll see you later. I got a couple of things I've got to attend to before the premiere gets underway.
Well, wait, I'm going to tell you how to use gestures.
Yeah, well, I'll get that in the next lesson. What was that air raid kid's name?
Mousy Gray. But listen, Don, in my speech tonight, I use gestures to
show... Wonderful world!
Wonderful world. Hey, I don't believe he can stand criticism. You ought to get over that if he expects to get in
here.
Tom,
it's me, Abner.
Oh, hello, Abner.
Yeah, come on, Mom. You better get over here at the door. They're getting ready to go on air. They got that radio thing hooked up somewhere with a station over at Hot Springs.
I know that, but I'm waiting here so I can be last. Then everybody be through gawking at Gail Patrick and Louise Curry and Donna Meachie and all them other stars. Then they can concentrate on my speech.
Yeah, well, don't wait too long, Mom. That Don Winslow said he's all ready to start the broadcast and stuff.
Don Winslow?
Yeah.
That's Don Wilson. He's a big announcer fellow.
Yeah, well, he's big, all right. Anybody can see that. But look there, he's signaling for everybody to quiet down on
him. Yeah, what about the Cedric cat? He's supposed to be watching them big lights over there.
Oh, no telling where he's at. He's went hog wild, got that striped zoot suit on, and he showed me he had that bird whistle with him, you know, the one he imitates meadowlarks and stuff with.
What in the world's he got that for?
Oh, he said they might want him to entertain tonight. Look, there's that Don Winslow getting ready to start there. He's talking into the microphone now.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Don Wilson bringing you a word picture of the premiere of Bashful Bachelor, RKO's new picture.
RKO? I thought it was wrong.
Starring Lum and Abner with Zazu Pitts and Louise Curry. Well, we're broadcasting direct from the lobby. That is the front yard of the schoolhouse here in Pine Ridge, Arkansas. And this quaint, picturesque little village is the home of not only the famed Jotham Down Store, but also those lovable old characters who have now become motion picture personalities.
That's us, Edna.
Squire Skip and Cedric Wee Hunt.
Aww.
All Pine Ridge is here tonight, gaily decked out in its fanciest clothes, arriving in a steady stream of wagons and buggies to honor its native sons, Lum and Abner. Among the throng gathered here to witness the opening of Bashful Bachelor are several stars who've come all the way from Hollywood to join in this salute. There's Don Ameche and Gail Patrick, and we've heard all a great many others. While we're waiting for them to arrive, I'd just like to mention that we have received telegrams from various celebrities, Loretta Young and Zazu Pitts, Annie Devine, Robert Young, and they all send their regrets that they're not going to be able to be with us tonight as they had originally planned, and they all send their best wishes for a successful premiere. Now, let's go ahead and see who we can pick up on our portable microphone.
Yeah, look, old Squire Skimp edging his way right up there to the front.
Yeah, look at that stovepipe hat. Don't you, that thing's 1,000-year-old.
Well, we're at luck, ladies and gentlemen. Approaching the microphone is none other than Squire Skimp, who has the honor of playing himself in the picture Bashful Bachelor. Well, good evening, Squire.
Yeah, good evening, Mr. Wilson.
Well, Squire, now I wonder if we could coax you to say just a few words.
Well, no, I'm afraid that words fail me on this momentous and auspicious occasion of my personal triumph. However, if you insist, I would like to say that as I stand here tonight, a luminary of the silver screen, I've reached a goal I set for myself when I was a mere lad, traveling from town to town, from hamlet to hamlet, as a member of the Sneed and Reedy Chautauqua Circuit.
Well, that's fine, Squire, fine.
Little did I realize that the early training I received with Sneed and Reedy would someday bring me...
Thank you, Squire, thank you. Sorry, old man, but we must get this thing along.
Oh, yes. Well, here, I wish you'd hand out a few of my cards, Mr. Wilson. And by the way, if you need any insurance,
ma'am. Oh, yes, certainly. Well, goodbye, Squire. Now, just a minute. The car's just driven up, ladies and gentlemen. Perhaps it's Miss Patrick or Don Ameche. I can't see who's getting out of the car because it's so profusely decorated, you know. No, it must be.
Wonderful world.
Well, it's Cedric Weehut. Good evening, Cedric. Have you got anything to say about the picture, Bashful Bachelor?
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
Now, that's a good safe comment. Thank you very much, Cedric.
And I also do bird imitations. Medlark. Whippoorwill.
Well, it's marvelous, Cedric. Thank you.
No, was wrong. This is the Medlark. And here's the whippoorwill.
Well, I see. That's fine. Now, you can run along, Cedric.
And here's a papa whippoorwill.
Cedric, please. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have... Let's see, there must be...
If you want Miss Louise, she's in my car there. She got tangled up in the decorations.
Well, for goodness sake, why did you say so? Louise, please come over here.
Well, I'm sorry, Sue, but I've got to find my way out of these seniors first.
Ladies and gentlemen, here comes the lovely young feminine star of Bashful Bachelor.
Hey, look there, Ron. As Louise Kerr, let's go over and talk to her.
No, I'm staying here till I can be last. I want to get all the attention my speech deserves.
And here she is, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Louise Curry. Well, hello, Louise.
Hello, Don.
Are you pretty excited about this premiere tonight, Louise?
Oh, you bet I am. And I have a hunch that maybe the picture might be a success. Because, well, it's so much fun making a picture with Lum and Abner that it can't help being successful.
Well, with you in it, Louise, I'm sure it will be. How was your plane trip over from Hollywood? A little rough?
Yes, but compared to that ride with Cedric, it was like sitting in the old family rocket. He drove with one hand and played bird calls with the other.
Well, hello, Louise. Do you recollect me?
Why, Abner, you old dear. Gee, it's good to see you again. Where's Lum?
Oh, he's hiding over there waiting to make a speech. Come on inside, Louise, and I'll get a good chair for you. We can visit, too.
Oh, that's swell, Abner.
Yeah, I want you to meet my woman, Elizabeth, and little Pearl. She will just be tickled to death meeting up with you.
Well, so will I. As a matter of fact, I brought Pearl a present.
Hey, come back here.
Is he going out?
Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that was Louise Curry. Now, just a minute. Here comes another car. Oh, no. Just Cedric's car again. I don't think we want to interview him once more, but wait a minute. I think there is somebody with him. It looks like... Yes, I believe it is.
Wonderful world, Mr. Wilson.
Yes, it's Gail Patrick, ladies and gentlemen, one of Hollywood's most beautiful and talented actresses. Well, we're mighty proud indeed to welcome Miss Patrick to Pine Ridge and to the premiere of Bashful Bachelor. Could you just say a few words to our radio audience, please, Gail?
Yes, Mom. Hello, everyone. I'm looking forward to seeing Lum and Abner's new picture, Bashful Bachelor. I know they'll both be swell in it.
Well, are you enjoying your visit here, Gail?
Oh, I'm having a wonderful time. Pine Ridge is really a unique place. I've never seen anything quite like it, and I've never met such interesting people.
Well, sounds as though you've been getting around quite a bit, Gail.
Oh, I have. I've had the merchant's lunch at Luke Spears' restaurant, played the pinball machine, and lost. Read the police gazette at Moe's Moose Barbershop, and pitched horseshoes at Caleb Weehunt's blacksmith shop. A place like this is really an education, Don. As a matter of fact, I've already picked up a very valuable bit of information.
Yeah? Well, Gail, what is it?
Well, just listen to this. This is a metalog. And this is a whippoorwill.
Well, that's wonderful, Gail. Wonderful. Thank you very much.
I'm ready for the Baltimore Orioles.
Well, that's all very fine, but Let's not get started on that again. Just a minute, Frank. Here comes Don and me.
Oh, and here's the Blue Jay.
Well, thank you, Gail Pepper. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't think I need to say any more than just, well, here's Don Amici.
Thank you, Don Wilson. Hello, everyone. I'm not going to take up any of your time because I'm anxious to go inside and see Lemon Avenue. I've heard that it's really soiled. Come on, Don, sign this thing off and let's go and start the picture.
No, I can't, Don. I've got to wait for Lum Edwardson. You know, he's all set to make a speech that runs on for hours.
Well, don't worry. I think I've taken care of that.
No, you haven't. No, here he comes.
Howdy, Mr. Wilson. I reckon you're all ready for me now. Here's an introduction for you to read. I got it all wrote out for you.
Introduction? You mean all these 3 pages?
Well, that's all I could think of about myself. I'll give her the rest of it in my speech. Go ahead and read it.
Well, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, I take great pleasure in presenting a man who...
Hey, what's the matter here? All the lights are out.
Oh, my goodness, must be a blackout. I got to find Mousy Gray. Hey, Mousy! Mousy!
Well, this is a fine state of affairs. We would have to get caught in one of these.
Take it easy, Don, old man. There's no blackout. That was just something I framed up with Mousy Gray. Told him to turn off all the lights to keep Edwardson blown off steam for a couple of hours. Come on, let's go inside and start the picture. The current will be back on in just a few minutes.